Welcome to the Simple Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Siffring. I'm a business coach and agency owner, and each week I'll be here to share simple, doable steps you can take to build a profitable and sustainable online business. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone. All right. Today we are talking about having problems in your business. And we're talking about how to diagnose problems in your business. And these may not be huge problems, but every single one of us has things that aren't working the way that we want them to in our business. And if you are somebody who's trying to grow your business, it's really helpful to be able to know what is the thing that you need to focus on to be able to grow. What is the thing that's going to make the difference? What is the area that you need to give more attention to? And assuming that you are selling something that people want. And by the way, most people who listen to this podcast, I would guarantee, are selling something that people want because you're probably selling something that somebody else already successfully sells. And that is really great proof of concept. And probably for some of you, you've already had clients. You've already had people who said yes to you and bought from you. So we are working from the assumption that you are offering something that there is demand for in general, even if you are not fully booked or selling as much of it as you want to. So from that lens, whether your business works or not, so whether you achieve your goal or not, depends on three things. Your marketing, your ability to sell, and you. And by you, I mean your mindset, how you show up, how you manage your time, that kind of thing. And this is why I have said for years, every problem in your business is either a marketing problem, a sales problem, or a CEO problem. I have been saying that forever. And whenever I'm talking to somebody about their business, specifically for the first time, I'm looking for those gaps in those three areas. And I actually designed my booked out course with this in mind. We've got the business foundations, which is like that proof of concept and getting things set up and some of those CEO skills and CEO knowledge. Then the core part of the course is organic marketing, which is marketing, of course. The next section is getting clients, which is that selling and your ability to sell. And then finally, doing the work. And that is that CEO stuff, really diving deep into the CEO stuff. So I have designed the work that I do with clients to be hitting these points and helping you to make sure that your skills and your abilities and what you're doing in your business is hitting all of those points so that you fill in those gaps and you solve any of those problems. But what happens before you're able to solve a problem is that you need to diagnose a problem. And you probably can imagine that it's really important to diagnose the correct problem, because if you don't diagnose the correct problem, you won't be solving the correct problem. A few years ago, I was having this really intense abdominal pain, and it was so bad that I was throwing up. And I am one of those people who hates to throw up. So if I'm doing it, you know, things are pretty bad. So I was just in so much pain. I went to the ER. Like it escalated to the point where I was like, I have to go to the ER. And it was a weekend, so my doctor was not available. So I went to the ER and they told me that it was probably a stomach bug. And they sent me home with a medication to help me not feel nauseous and not be throwing up anymore, and a pain medication. And turns out the next day, I found out that I had appendicitis. Now, Like most people hear intense abdominal pain and they immediately go to appendicitis in their mind, even if they're not a medical professional. But this is not what the medical professional that I was meeting with had diagnosed. Instead, they diagnosed a different problem. It was not the correct problem. And then they tried to solve that problem with medication that would not solve the actual problem that I had. And my problem did not go away. My problem got worse. And luckily, I was able to get in and get the actual problem diagnosed and treated. But initially, the diagnosis was incorrect. And that meant that the treatment was incorrect. And that meant that the problem got worse instead of getting better. This is like a very extreme example, but this truly happens in business as well. If you do not diagnose the correct problem, you will not have the correct solution. And I've seen so many people in their business do the same thing that happened to me with the appendicitis, where they think that they are solving the correct problem, but they're not. And they're continuing to work so hard to try to get different results, and it doesn't work. And if you are somebody who feels like, I've tried so many things, I'm working so hard, and nothing is working, it's probably because you have diagnosed the wrong problem. So I'm going to give you some things to look for to diagnose your problem. And then I recommend to all of you, whatever problem you diagnose here in what you're hearing, come to a free training that I'm offering in a couple of weeks called The Client Formula to dig deeper into solutions for this. So this is going to be taking place Wednesday, April 17th. You can get all the details at the link in my bio. So you can check that out to get the link and register and all of that. But that is going to be a deeper dive into diagnosing and treating your business problems. And I'm going to be talking to you about how to do that, how to solve the problem, whether it is marketing, sales, or CEO. We will be talking about what those solutions look like. And I will be giving you both a mindset shift around each one to help if you have more of a mindset issue, and I will be talking tactically and strategically about each of these as well. If you are knowing that you have some action steps that you need to solve as well. So we're going to be doing a much more in-depth exploration of those things during that training. So make sure that you are there. If you're somebody who feels like, I want more clients, you absolutely must come to this training because we're going to be talking about how to get more clients and what it takes and what are the things to really focus on to get more clients. Okay, so let's talk about the diagnosis. You know that you have a marketing problem when you aren't getting leads. So by leads, I mean potential clients, people who are coming into your world who could be a future client. So this means maybe your audience is not growing. Maybe this means that you are not getting engagement. You are not getting comments. You are not getting DMs. You are not having people tell you that your content is really speaking to them. You're not getting any feedback from your audience. This could also look like people are not reaching out to book calls. People are not reaching out to ask more about how they can work with you. They're not reaching out to say, I really want to work with you. I've been thinking about working with you. I love your work. If these things are not happening, if you have an audience that's totally stagnant and you like they're not growing, and you are also hearing crickets, like nobody is doing any engagement. They're not moving forward with you at all. You're not hearing from anybody. This is a sign that you have a marketing problem. So you are not getting leads. You know that you have a sales problem when your leads are not converting. So this means you have these people coming into your world and getting very close to working with you, but they are not moving all the way forward to working with you. They are not saying yes, signing their agreement, making a payment, beginning as a client. So they are not converting. So people are booking discovery calls with you. They are getting on those calls with you, but those calls are not resulting in clients. They are saying no, or they are saying yes, and then they're ghosting. You know that you have a sales problem when you are getting lots of no's and feel like yeses are few and far between. So this is a sales problem. The leads that you have are not converting. You're not getting yeses. People are not turning into clients, although there is interest. And then you know that you have a CEO problem when you feel like you're struggling to stay positive or consistent in your business. So you may feel like you are working super hard for a week, like you've got a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of ideas, things are going really good, and then you need 3 weeks off. You know that you have a CEO problem when you start getting ideas and things are sparking in your mind like, ooh, I could do this, I could do that. But then immediately you start questioning and doubting, thinking, oh, well, this won't work because of that. Or what if it doesn't work? And then you don't follow through on any of the ideas. So you're just shooting down all of your ideas. And I want you to know it's normal to have doubt and fear. Absolutely normal. So if you're listening to this and you're like struggling to stay positive, well, yeah, I have doubts and fears all the time. That means you are human. The difference here with the CEO problem is not that you have doubt and fear, because if you are growing, if you are getting yourself out of your comfort zone, which is required for growth, you are going to have doubt and fear. Your brain does not want you to stay in this scary area. Your brain is like, what can I do to get you to stay in the comfort zone? Your brain wants you to not grow. So it is going to be sending up all of the alerts and red flags anytime you take a step out of the comfort zone, anytime you go into that space where it's a little scary and you're going to be growing. So I want you to know it's normal to have doubt and fear. It's normal for that to come up. But the CEO problem is about then what? What happens when you have the doubt and fear? What do you do then? And if you let the doubt and fear rule you, that is when you have this CEO problem that needs to be addressed, where you need to do some work to get yourself corralled back into feeling positive, feeling brave, being willing to take the step in the scary direction and do the brave thing. And it is really easy when you're in a comfortable place in your business to not want to take the scary step forward. I think all of us have various places in our business where we'll get comfortable and we don't really want to change. And we're like, we like the idea of making more money, but do we really want to get out of the comfort zone to do it? Maybe not. That is a CEO problem. So anytime you are struggling to stay positive or consistent in your business, and this is when you have a big goal, right? And you're keeping yourself in the comfort zone, or you're throwing yourself into it and then you're pulling back and you're having a hard time getting yourself to consistently show up to create that big new goal. So these are the indicators to look at for marketing problem, sales problem, CEO problem. Throughout the description here, this has been like a high level quick description, but I think you know which category you fall in, and maybe it's more than one, and that's okay. There are solutions for all of these. And while this might feel really big, I'm telling you, the solutions are so much simpler than you think. I have helped hundreds of people to overcome all three of these. And yes, some of the people had to overcome all three. So if that's you, you're not alone. I have helped people to overcome these, to solve those problems, and to do it really simply, and then be able to achieve their goals and sign clients and build the business that they really want to have. So I want you to know that is possible for you. And if you are sitting here thinking, okay, I know that I want to sign more clients and I'm seeing that I have some struggles in some of these categories, make sure that you go to the link in my bio or my social media or wherever you connect with me and register for my new training, The Client Formula. This is going to be so helpful for you to feel like you understand your path forward and it can be simple and it is doable for you. All right, short and sweet this week. I will see you all or talk to you all here next week and on that training. If you loved this episode, I'd appreciate it so much if you rated and reviewed the podcast and shared it with other business owners who you think would like it too. And if you'd like to get more business advice and tips from me, come join me in my free Facebook group, Online Business Building Women.